Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now,
if you can somehow put together an unbelievable game plan, you might be able to beat the Rams, and that's where you'll be able to go 6-0.
Cultural change is hard.
So you think there is a legitimate chance that this Patriots team wins out and makes the playoffs at 10-6, Jermaine Wiggins?
Yes, I do. It's a
That is ridiculous.
It's broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and safe,
tomorrow.
Guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Entercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
Good Steve Gray.
Sports Hardo Greg Hill.
For it to be shorts, suspenders, bow tie, overcoat. I don't want to look like nobody else. I want to be uniquely me.
I liked it yesterday. It looked to me like you just finished surveying the Oregon Trail or something like that.
It's mining for gold.
I'm a leader of like some Boy Scouts or whatever. I could start a fire with two rocks.
Featuring Instagram influencer Danielle Murr.
I noticed you switched up your background a little bit. You're in a different plant area.
I just kind of moved the...
see the painting anymore. So
well,
now...
the painting is down because the plant cabinets went up.
Oh,
Danielle, where is Mutt in your house right now?
He is in the dungeon, locked up with a ball gig in his mouth.
Gonna
take his keys away.
Joined by...
They jell of us out!
Wiggy.
Turning a consulting Wiggy on football. Is that a bit?
Well, I mean, who am I supposed to consult on it? That's what he's here for.
I'm an expert.
Greg, every, 10,000 part, every
hours.
Part of your show is amazing. He's wrong on everything.
And behind glass, our own Statler and Waldorf, Ken and Curtis.
Up right now at WEI.com, Greg Hill spoke with Governor Baker about fans at TD Garden.
I don't know.
It's a good
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at it right now.
No, wow.
What an old picture of Baker.
I did not speak. Cow. What is wrong with people?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
You're going to get a COVID.
Wear a mask around your family.
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Best Bill Belichick coaching career of his career.
Wrong.
Greatest coaching career of his whole NFL career.
Sorry, epic personal disaster underway in here. I don't even know if I can do the show.
Uh-oh.
What happened? Can't tie your shoes?
Technology has won. You know the battle between humans and technology,
mm-hmm.
between the people of Earth and the robots and the AI?
Yeah, we're losing this one.
Technology has won.
Is your phone bricked?
Is that what you call it? I didn't even know I did the update. And I woke up this morning and I can't get into my phone, and everything that I need for this show is in my phone. All of my show notes are in my phone.
What's the problem doing?
It needs a password.
Yeah.
And my password is, of course, in my notes on my phone. Who doesn't keep their Apple password in the notes on the phone?
Upstairs, oh. Joe, forever.
You just use like a fingerprint to get in?
No, like, you can't. I tried. You mean placing my thumb on it? That doesn't work.
When you use your phone, do you normally use your password?
No, Wiggy, you have like an Apple ID and an Apple password.
You're talking about like your iCloud, like it's requiring you to sign into iCloud in order to... Are you sure you didn't do a restore instead of an update?
I don't know. I didn't do anything, Danielle. I just went to sleep.
Got an alert saying it will update overnight and you didn't hit anything.
Correct.
So it continued.
I think I probably did get that.
Yeah, but that shouldn't require your Apple ID password to get into the phone. That would only be your passcode.
This is a disaster.
Curtis, send me a photo of the screen later.
Your note says restaurant real big on it. I mean,
it says save the restaurants. It says save jobs, Ken. I can't believe
this. Are you sure your password isn't Ordway sucks?
I can't social media. How am I going to social media during the program this morning? How am I going to get a photo of Wiggy looking better than he did yesterday out on my Instagram, which is Greg Hill, WEEI, if you'd like to follow me on Instagram. Wiggy, you look good.
Thank you.
Are you doing better?
I'm doing kind of the same, feeling a little bit better, but, you know, still seems like I'm headed in the right direction. Is your passcode 1111 for Cam Newton?
He's got jokes.
That's what mine is.
Did you get your sense of taste back yet?
Yeah, I never lost it.
Oh, you didn't lose it. That's right.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't lose that.
But you can lose it at the end. Like you can. I was talking to somebody yesterday who had the virus, and they didn't lose the sense of taste or the sense of smell to the thing. So,
well, if as long as I lose it after Thanksgiving, I mean, I guess I'm cool. I want to be able to enjoy Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Here's somebody. See, people don't understand how I function because this 774 texter, who's an expert, says go to iCloud.com and hit forgot password. I don't even know how to go. I can't go to iCloud.com because I probably don't know the password for iCloud.com.
You sign in with your email, click forgot password, it should let you reset. But the problem there is you probably have like two-factor authentication turned on. You have no idea what the other source is.
Right.
So it's like, we're going to send a 6-digit code to your other Apple device, which I'm guessing is your laptop, which is likely at home.
Yeah, it's saying, like, it has a thing that says forgot password on my phone, but when I hit that, nothing happens.
You really need me there today.
Yeah, he sounds like he's.
I know.
Because you don't sound like it's just the regular password to get into your phone. It sounds like it's the password for your Apple ID email, which could be different.
Are you getting your normal home screen, or is it doing like the hello, pick a language, let's go from the beginning?
It started with the hello thing in the white, and then.
So you got to restore then.
Can we send you with Stiz filming to the Genius Bar? Because I think that would be quality content.
You can, but there's only one person allowed in the 25,000 square foot Apple store, Curtis, so it might take a while.
Right. Danielle, I was in the other production room from the office, and all I hear is this grunting and sighing.
Because everything I need is on my phone, Curtis. This is what technology has done to us. We have enslaved ourselves to a tiny little device and put all of our faith in a computer, which it is obviously subject to technological breakdowns. It's not me.
It's you.
That's why you got to put all
you
your
for 15 years, guy. It's you.
Maybe
Greg. Why you got to put all your passwords in your notes in your phone.
Is it COVID fog?
Is the COVID fog under? That's where they all are, and I can't get at them.
I was being
ironic.
He was. All right.
Jesus.
Well, anyway,
tough crowd, Wiggs.
I know, right? I will do my best to push forward, Wiggy, just like the NFL pushing on. Curtis, what a game last night. Are we going to get to that at some point this morning?
I think Danny Ainge really needs to be focused on a little bit more today.
If only we had Tom Brady here, everything would be A-OK. We got a lot to cover on the show this morning. If you'd like to call, you'd like to be on 617-779-7937. Or you can text your comment to the text line, which is 37937. We will get to the dumbest of the day in about 6:45 or thereabouts. And then it was a busy pre-Thanksgiving weekend in Boston, so there are apparently an awful lot of quarantine 311 calls that were made over the weekend, yes. And Curtis will share those with you at 8:30 on this morning show. Quarantine 311 at 8:30, and you'll hear about neighbors narking on neighbors just in time for the holiday. And a quick reminder that if for any reason you cannot enjoy this program on the radio frequencies that we have for you in several different towns and cities across New England, then you can stream it at any time at WEEI.com or on the radio.com app. So if you have yet to download the radio.com app, do it. It's easy. Hopefully you can get into your iPhone to do it, and you can favorite WEEI because that makes the whole process easier.
The Lead.
I got to put some rules in place when it comes to you trying to stump me, because you're just going, you're basic. You're going obscure late 80s.
This is early 80s.
Obscure early 80s metal or something, and that's not my forte.
Well, that's fine. You don't have to get every...
I feel an obligation to be able to get... I'm a musicologist, and I have a vast record library in my head. I want to be able to get the songs. Who is that?
This is the great Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, okay.
Dio, the last in line. This may be their only top 10 hit.
Dio!
Yeah.
Oh, that's the last in line. That's a pretty good song, actually.
And it's hard. I start with the solos. It's not easy, though.
All right.
Don't feel so bad. Always Health Partners brings the leads to you. A different kind of health plan. Help people and businesses be ready. Evolving care needs of today, tomorrow, and always. HealthPartners.org. You had scoops yesterday, Greg. I've got some intel today Celtics fans will be happy about. I've got a source within the Cleveland Cavaliers organization from my time in Western Pennsylvania.
Is it a Kardashian?
It is not a Kardashian.
Okay.
However, right. You're going to love this.
Yeah.
This source says, in regards to Tristan Thompson, the 29-year-old that the Celtics just signed on a two-year, $19 million deal, absolutely love him. Forget about what you read on TMZ. Top three person we've ever had in this organization. If the Celtics had him last year, they beat the Heat in 5 games. I'm not exaggerating. They got him for peanuts.
Whoa.
Brad Stevens will effing love him.
Whoa.
This makes Boston the favorite in the East. Fits that team perfectly. Doesn't need the ball, does the dirty work, and defends.
The favorite?
Wow.
The favorite in the East.
And this is a legit source.
Now, he's obviously a Cavalier honk and a Tristan Thompson honk.
Yeah, that's all right,
but,
though.
You know, take that for what it's worth. Absolutely loves this guy and loves the signing. A little bit underrated, maybe, under the radar for Danny Ainge.
All right.
Same guy who works the hot dog stand at the Cleveland Arena. Come on, are you serious, Ken? The favorites.
Oh, he is. Yes, he is serious.
Because of Tristan Thompson?
Yes, Wiggy. That's what an insider is telling Ken. An NBA insider.
NBA insider.
You're not an NBA insider.
All right. Well,
not
I
NFL
watch the
insider either.
I watch the NBA. I got 10,000 hours in watching the NBA, so I'm an expert.
You don't buy this, then?
No,
you
come on. The guy's a good rebounder, and he's an average defender of the rim. So it's not like he's going to score a ton of points. He probably averages about 7 points a game.
12 points last year, but you don't need that. You need the boards, and you need defense, and you need a team player.
Wiggy, you said yesterday that this team, based on Gordon Hayward and this move, were worse than they were last year, personnel-wise. Yeah. You feel the same way?
Yeah, because you lost one of your top players in Gordon Hayward, and you didn't replace him.
Good news for Celtics fans. Wiggy thinks you...
All right, thank you, Ken.
I've had a lot of rock bottoms in my life. I've been naked in a jail cell in Aruba. I've been in the ICU. But this morning, it hit me. Ben Volen tweeted it late last night. Tom Brady needs Belichick. Belichick needs Tom Brady.
No.
I will not go that far, but this morning I am ready to blame one person, not Tom Brady, not Bill Belichick.
What about Bruce Arians?
Well, he sucks. He's an idiot. Robert Kraft. He is the reason that Tom Brady is in Tampa and Belichick is alone 4-6 in New England. For 20 years, he kept them together. He could have kept these two together if he had just got them all in a room, worked the financial plan, Brady, get it together. It would be with the division again this year.
They would?
Now Belichick is missing the playoffs at 4-6, and Tom Brady, at best with Tampa right now, is a wild card team.
At best.
It is. It's just so frustrating this morning to see both guys on their own, stubbornly failing on their by themselves in each city. I thought Brady was going to dominate in the NFC. He's 43. He's got too much on his plate right now. I don't understand his obsession with Antonio Brown. They were 6-2 without him. They're 1-2 with him. I am. It was just last night it hit me. He has way too much going on to just worry about passing the ball, which is all he had to do in New England.
Can we at least say that we won't be able to determine this season whether it was Brady or Belichick? Can we say that?
I honestly don't think that you're going to ever be able to, because Brady's 43 and Belichick is rebuilding right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Greg, we might be able to. I told you, if Bill can somehow get this team playoffs and Brady gets bounced, talent around them.
Hey, they're not going to the playoffs, Wiggy.
We don't know that. We don't know that. And Brady's got, I told you, Brady got to get to the Super Bowl. He can't lose in the first or the second round of the playoffs with that roster he got around him. And you think people are just going to let him off the hook, especially if he plays like he did last night?
He played last night. He played better than most games Cam's played this year.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He's Tom Brady. Cam Newton. Nobody expected Cam to be a world beat. Everybody expected Tom Brady to go down there. You had him as the MVP throwing 50-plus touchdowns.
He has more touchdown passes through 11 games than he did all last year with the Patriots.
Well, at least Curtis has come along a little bit, and he understands that the two of them need each other. And I think that's a step in the right direction. All right, Curtis, thank you. Wiggy, what do you got for a lead?
Well, the NFL is back at its idiotic things when it comes to COVID. I don't know if you saw the new COVID protocols. Now the NFL is requiring everybody starting Thursday on their Thursday Thanksgiving Day games that every player that is on the sidelines must be wearing a face mask if he does not have his helmet on or is not entering the football game. So imagine that, and if you're not doing it, then you're going to be subject to fines, and the team's going to be subject to punishment and all types of nonsense. I don't get it. These guys all test. They're going to be wearing their mask on the sidelines, then they go on the field, and they're going to be getting in scrums and piles and spitting and bleeding on each other. What is going on with the NFL and the optics? Just, you don't have to do this, NFL.
So you think it's all about optics, and it's not about trying to keep people safe?
Well, why would you, if you're going to have these guys wearing masks on the sidelines, these are the same guys who are going to be going into the game and pounding it with each other. These are the same guys who are going to be sitting next to each other on the bench as teammates, you know, kind of talking with one another in their face. It makes no sense at all that the NFL is doing this. It's madness to me that you've done a great job as far as being able to make it through the season. You only had the Patriots game that I believe was the last game that might have been COVID.
I think it was.
So yes. You don't have to cave.
All right, Wiggy. Thank you. Danielle?
Listen, I know you don't believe in aliens and whatnot, but I want to know how you explain this mysterious metal monolith that popped up in Utah. Have you seen this story?
I can't. Yes, I saw it last night, and I can't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most amazing thing. So they were doing like a random, like state or government people were doing a random flight over the desert in Utah. And
they were doing a bighorn sheep count.
Okay, and they identified this mysterious monolith.
Mm-hmm.
That has just appeared out of nowhere in the middle of the desert,
mm-hmm.
and it's most likely some kind of an alien piece of art or alien sculpture or alien spy device or something. Is that's the only way you can explain it? Correct.
Pretty much. It's like they estimate it's between 10 and 12 feet because they were flying. They were taking video and they saw something glinting with the sunshine. So they were like, what the hell is this thing? And they got to look at it and it's buried. It appears to be buried pretty deep within the rock. And authorities have no idea how they got there. So they released the footage. They released some photos. One of them right now is up on the stream if you're watching. And I can't explain where it came from. We actually have some sound from one of the pilots who was flying the helicopter.
I would say it's probably between 10 and 12 feet high. We're kind of joking around that if one of us suddenly disappears, then I guess the rest of us make a run for it.
It's a monolith. Weird. It's an alien monolith. I was not down on believing in space aliens until this moment. I agree with you, Danielle. They're Greg, among us.
Greg once ordered a monolith, but it was a seafood tower.
All right. Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
The goalpost has moved again in Pennsylvania, Ken. Your home state, if I'm correct.
You're correct.
alcohol. Alcohol has been banned starting at 5 p.m. tomorrow on the night before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because, of course, we all know that you're more likely to get the coronavirus if you have an adult beverage. That's the.
Oh, yeah, you're going to sleep with somebody you went to high school with that shunned you.
That's the way the rules
are. That's what you do on Thanksgiving Eve.
Uh-huh. It lowers your immune system.
Here's the Secretary of Health, Dr. Rachel Levine in Pennsylvania, talking about why they must stop the sale of all alcohol at 5 p.m. tomorrow.
I have issued an order to suspend alcohol sales at all bars and restaurants at 5 p.m. on just one night, Wednesday, November 25th, until 8 a.m. on Thursday, November 26th.
Oh,
that's so stupid. One night?
So one night. Fun. It's the no fun before Thanksgiving night.
So
that's
you know that actually have friends, they're going to go to a person's basement
right.
and get pie-eyed.
Right. No, you don't know together. Pennsylvania, they're going to field parties, which is better because it's outside. Yeah. Everything is outside in the field.
Well, they're just going to go buy all of the alcohol in the state today and drink it tomorrow.
Yes, but outside.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to get together at people's homes and in fields and everywhere else and drink all the alcohol that they buy today. What's wrong with you people?
Well, that's good.
Oh. And the field parties are in the Amish part of the state, Ken. I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you been to my hometown?
Yes, I have, actually.
Curtis is going down for Rumspringa.
I hope that Governor Eeyore Killjoy is not listening right now because something like this is coming very, very soon to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Danielle predicted yesterday there would be an announcement, and there wasn't one, but it's today or tomorrow.
There's still time.
Or Friday.
I don't think it's going to happen, Greg.
There's something
coming. You
don't?
No, I don't think so. I think because if it was, you start to see a lot of these other states are doing it. I think he would have done it already.
Mm. No, he likes to lag days behind the big name stories. It's news dump.
Yeah. My favorite thing about this era in Massachusetts is that the mass hole rumor mongering is at its peak right now.
Yes,
everybody
it is.
Knows a guy yes, that knows a guy yes. that says the state's shutting down tomorrow.
I know.
Have you guys heard anything about this shutdown? I talked to a friend of a friend of mine.
My brother's a TSA agent. He's in the know.
He works for the Department of Homeland Security.
Look out.
All right. Well, I guess one way to look at it is it could be worse. You can still stay out here in Boston until 9:30 p.m. and have a drink. In Pennsylvania, you're shut down at 5 p.m. on Wednesday. All right. Those are our suggestions for the lead this morning. Right now, it is Ken Laird and what is trending first off this morning.
Keyshawn Johnson joins Dale and Keith this morning at 11. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Holidays at the Newport Mansions will shine this year with their new outdoor magical wonderland. Sparkling lights at the Breakers beginning November 21st. It is underway. Thousands of lights will illuminate the mansion and grounds. Breakers and Elms interior so decorated. Tickets at newportmansions.org. While Tom Brady trending for all the wrong reasons again, Curtis had the ball down 3 with 2:32 to go. But he threw his second pick of the second half with a minute 49 left, overshot the tight end, Cameron Brate. And Arians, I wouldn't say this was like a bludgeoning in the post game, but he was asked about the picks, and he put the blame on Brady on the second one.
Hey, Bruce, Brady's made a career out of moments like that. Why do you think he hasn't played his best football against the better teams in the NFC so far?
Still trying to figure that out. I mean, at times we look really, really good. And then there are times when we obviously don't. I felt very, very comfortable in the 2-minute drive until that throw. But we made some plays and obviously wouldn't make enough in this ball game, offensive, defense, or special teams.
Both interceptions, I mean, were they just poor throws? Nobody was really.
Well, the first one he got hit. He got hit. It looked like. I had Chris going right down the middle, and stepped up, and just didn't get enough on it with the pressure. And the last one was just a misread of the coverage.
Oh,
And he had Mike Evans bail him out on a third one that they should have had another third interception.
Yikes!
Not a good day.
Well, they're out of first place, 27-24. The final Rams.
Is there a path to the wild card for them, Ken?
I'll have to examine that. Curtis, any hope
for
the wild card?
They're pretty comfortable in the NFC.
They're going to lose next week to Kansas City. They'll be 7-5, and then I believe they'll win out because they have a pretty weak. They have the Falcons twice. It's not a very tough schedule to end the year, but not great.
Well, the Pats play the now 7-3 Rams Thursday, December 10th. Patriots lost a couple of their recent draft picks. They put these guys on waivers, and then they got picked up. Yalta Froholt to Houston, Derek Rivers to the Rams. So that's interesting. It is officially Arizona week. Your play-by-play this week, Kevin Burkhardt. Johnson with Pam on the sideline for the Fox call. Not good news for Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. How about torn ACL, MCL, and other structural issues in his knee?
Awful.
Yikes.
Oh, he'll probably be done all of next year.
Bruins signed restricted free agent Jake DeBrusque to a two-year deal. Annual cap hit $3.675 million. Good money there, but not a long-term contract. That's could be 2 years and done, Greg. Good to get him in the fold, I guess, for the short term.
Well, yeah, there's a window, right?
They got a window.
I mean, there's a window with the veterans on this team.
And the Red Sox reportedly showing interest in former Yankee Jay Happ per John Morosi. MLS playoffs tonight. Your New England Revolution against the Philadelphia Union, 8 p.m. And that's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I am still living with your ghost.
Tom, as frustrating a game as this was, you guys had the ball with a chance to tie or win there late. Just nice about the last drive and about that throw in and how it got away there.
It was just a bad read, and Cam was running up the seam, and the last second I saw the safety coming over and just, popped it over Cam's head. So just a bad read, bad throw, decision, everything. Can't happen.
Not like a little sad, Wiggy, on a Monday night, and
you think they're going to make the playoffs? Curtis believes that they will make the playoffs, but you think they'll make the playoffs? You think they're a wild card team?
Yeah, I think they're definitely a wild card team. They make the playoffs, but when you look at this, I mean, we've talked about it ad nauseum since the beginning of it seems like time. But
did he Brady say at nauseum?
Yeah, since the beginning of time. With Brady versus Bill, and I could say this, I think Bill's going to win this one, and it looks like Bill's going to win this one. And reason being is, it's very simple. Brady went down there, and I kind of agreed with Curtis. I thought he was going to be an MVP type year, which he still statistically, his numbers will be okay, but he's going to have that much talent around him. They have a top 10 defense in pretty much every category, and if they don't get to the Super Bowl and win, or at least he doesn't get there and play out of his mind, you're going to say that was an absolute fail for Brady, where I don't think a lot of people expected much from Belichick with the opt-outs, with him going after Cam
Newton.
You
said they were the best team in the AFC. So
I did, but
nonsense.
That's me. I'm one person. I think nationally.
Well, we're talking about your thoughts.
Nationally and just everybody in general, you're going to look at this, and at the end of the season, there's a chance the Patriots, even if they go 8-8, that's a win for Belichick.
How many players in NFL history at the age of 43 have thrown 25 touchdown passes?
I would probably say one, Brady.
And multiple key picks.
Yes.
Right. He does lead.
And multiple game-losing picks.
He leads the NFL at 43-year-olds with big game-ending picks, but he also leads.
You can't throw his age out there like,
of course
now, that's
you can.
All of a
sudden. That's all we do.
No, Curtis, it was you made this. You made this about Brady or Belichick.
Right, and Brady's winning. He's 7-5. Belichick's 4-6. And I've already got them losing to the Chiefs.
That team,
7-5.
The team that he went to, is absolutely stacked.
Yeah,
and the expectation is much more than he has delivered. You have.
When was the last time Tampa Bay won a playoff game?
Lord knows, 20 years ago.
Yep. So now it's winning a playoff game. That's the expectations.
My God,
the expectation is what he is doing, both as an organization and as a player, is unprecedented.
By the way, right now they're the sixth seed, and they might play the Rams in the first round of the playoffs. If it ended today, that's not good.
So, and it looks like they're probably – does this team look like they're going to even make it past the first round of the playoffs?
They look awful right now, but thankfully it's not Thanksgiving yet, and Tom Brady's seasons don't start until after.
There's a 508 text that says, Tom Brady never did anything alone. Josh and Bill were the ones who did everything.
How's Josh doing without Brady? What are we talking about?
And when you look at the expectations, and that's why, besides me, I was probably the only one who had high, me and Fitzy were probably the only two that had high expectations for this Patriots team. But when you look at everybody, nobody, all the opt-outs, a quarterback that nobody thought would do anything. And then so if Bill can get them to 8-8, and that's a win for Belichick as far as look what he was able to do with a team that had all these opt-outs
So you get mad at me for mentioning the age, yet every single sentence you have talking about the Patriots, you mentioned the opt-outs.
Well, that's part of it.
Right, and Brady's age is part of it.
But Brady's age has never been an issue. We knew that the opt-outs were going to be an issue.
Well, your age isn't an issue until it's an issue.
What it shows, I think what it shows you is how important coaching is. Wiggy, I mean, you can be Tom Brady, and when you have Bill Belichick, you have the greatest coach ever to coach in the NFL. When you go down there with Bruce Arians, you got an absolute boob as a head coach.
Right, and that team... Go ahead.
I don't know what Oscar. Some people like boobs.
And being, you know, whether Tom Brady is still, you know, he will always be you can't overcome horrible coaching.
Still trying to figure that out.
Look at the talent that Bruce Arians has on that team. And I think who made the AB point? I think you made the AB point, Curtis, during your lead this morning. Tom is stubborn and had to get Antonio Brown down there because he's doing a life reclamation project, saving the guy's life.
If you want to rip Brady, that is totally fair game. What he is doing, trying to simultaneously develop a brand while playing quarterback, is a waste of time. Do that when you're done playing.
What's their record since AB got there?
They were 6-2, and now they're 1-2 with AB.
He
had 8 catches last night.
Right, exactly. And he don't play defense.
Neither does Tom Brady.
And that interception, the interception that he threw, or almost three of them he threw, he wasn't throwing any. One was to Mike Evans, the other one was to Chris Godwin, and the last one at the end was Cameron Brate. Well, the one that the guy dropped that was intended for Mike Evans. When you look at Tom Brady and you look at that team around them offensively, defensively, and you add AB in there, that's just another talented piece. For them to look the way that they look, I mean, come on, man. Nobody expected this. And for you to say that this clearly isn't an advantage for Belichick when you look at what he's putting together or what a team
What is Belichick putting together?
I tell you, he's probably going to get this team to 8-8.
How? They're winning four more games this year?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Wiggy thinks they're...
Okay,
you know,
why don't we sit here today? Tom Brady's 7-3, Belichick's 4-6. What has Belichick, quote, put together this season?
Do you think, Curtis, a texter wants me to ask you, what you think Bill Belichick's record would be with the talent that Tom Brady has in Tampa Bay right now? Would they be undefeated?
They're 7-3.
I bet they would be.
Probably 6-4, because he'd probably go for it in a fourth and not play the best quarterback.
If you switch quarterbacks and coaches, you put Cam Newton down there with that talent and Belichick, that team would be 10-0. And if you put Brady and Bruce Arians up here, you might have one or two wins.
I know it hurts, Curtis, but he's absolutely
you
right.
You think that the Bucs would be 10-0 with Cam Newton as their quarterback?
And Bill Belichick as their head coach.
You guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Cam Newton was available for the entire league for the minimum. Nobody signed him.
Belichick and Cam with that talent, offensively and defensively, 10-0 versus Bruce Arians and Brady up here with this team. You're talking, what, 1-9?
I know that Jermaine Wiggins.
2-8?
2-8.
Oh, man.
I know that Jermaine Wiggins played football. Yeah. I did too at Rivers. But the fact of the matter is, you have been more wrong than anybody in the country this year when talking about the NFL.
What's that mean? Side of Litch and Fauci's wrong all the time.
Okay, you had an analogy the last time I pointed that out.
I'm pointing that out to you. So if you flipped it, what would the records be then?
I don't know. Let's live in the real world.
Oh, my God. We can't play. We're living in fantasy land right now. That's what we do here.
Okay,
we live in hypotheticals.
Belichick without Brady is a 2 games under .500 coach in New England. Tom Brady without Belichick is 7-4 right now.
We're talking about the talent. The talent that
Who's
Brady
the GM of the Patriots?
The talent that Brady has around them down in Tampa Bay. Should they be 7-4?
No. I think that they if Brady plays up to his capability, they're 8-2. Or 8-3. I think Brady lost. He forgot how many downs there were at the Bears game, which was a huge mistake. And last night in the second half, he was not good.
Curtis, you have the same problem that Tom Brady had. You are underestimating the importance of a head coach. You are underestimating what Bill Belichick brings to the entire organization. Tom Brady did.
What has
Tom
Belichick
Brady,
brought to
Tom
the entire
Brady
organization
got,
this year?
Tom Brady got he got bitter. He became temper tantrum Tom. And so he said, I'm going to go down there and show everybody that I can do it myself. And he underestimated how important Bill Belichick is.
Let's go Bucks.
I agree with you. I think that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, allowed their egos to get in the way of what was best for both of them, and Bob Kraft is to blame for not somehow keeping them together. Because if they were together in New England right now, they'd be winning the division and hosting a playoff game.
And you know another thing that hasn't affected Brady, that has affected that's affected Belichick in this season, is Brady and them have been fortunate to not get hit with any, you know, COVID situations.
Yeah.
Where Belichick, they got hit with that COVID situation, which I think clearly was a reason on why they lost the Denver and 49ers game. If they don't have any issues with them as far as COVID, I think they're sitting there at 4-6. 6-4 team. But even at a 4-6 team, you look at the way that they've been able to play, and granted, they don't have a ton of talent, and they've lost some football games. But when you compare what Bill's doing with the talent he has around them versus what Brady's doing, the talent that he has around them, come on, man. It's not even close.
What All is right. Bill doing? Just explain that to me. What is he doing?
He's making this team respectable in the sense where they're not out of it.
The Texans, who only have beaten the Jaguars this season,
the
Jets have been in one game. They are winless. The one game
they out
were
of the
in
playoff
was
hunt,
against the Patriots.
No, they're not. Did you not hear Ken's lead yesterday?
You
There's
two,
still a path.
By the way, you two remind me of every family Thanksgiving dinner I have been at where people are arguing the whole entire time about politics. I think that's one thing that people will not miss this Thanksgiving because they're not doing large gatherings, the arguing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I was thinking about this morning. I think political talk is the number one thing that people will not miss about being around the big Thanksgiving dinner table.
We should do a poll of the thing that you will miss the least when it comes to not having to get together with your relatives on Thanksgiving.
I like it a lot.
Should we have an option for saying that we're actually still having a big Thanksgiving?
Oh no, then
you'll get crucified.
The tracers will come after you, Curtis. Mm-hmm. They'll find you.
Why is Jack Dorsey at my house?
Police will come to your door on Thanksgiving.
Baker will come to your door on Thanksgiving.
Charlie Baker. Karen Polito's already hammered at her house.
But let's put a poll together on the thing that you will miss the least about you could do, I guess. So you've got you always have the relative who has the greatest kid in the history of children.
And they're usually an up talker.
And they want to tell you everything that little Jaw has accomplished over the last year.
It's Jackson.
Jackson, sorry.
Are we including the path to get there? Because travel, my God, it's got to be. I am so thankful I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, right. That's a good point.
Ken is obsessed with paths lately.
That's probably a good point. There's probably a lot of people who are happy that they don't have to pack all their crap up fly somewhere with
it
little kids.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Greg, are you putting in there having to go to multiple family members' houses?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's where you have to go. You do like the appetizers at one, well, that's what I do. I do the appetizers at one place,
and then the appetizers at another place.
Well, no, I do second. I do second Thanksgiving. I do first Thanksgiving meal and then second Thanksgiving.
Are you going to be doing? Are you going back to your crash pad late Thanksgiving night, and just knocking on all your neighbors, seeing if there's dessert to share?
Leave out a plate.
Yes.
That I won't miss that at all. Having to go to two or three family members' houses after.
And then you
got to
schedule the times too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the bathroom situation never works out.
Danielle, a texter wants to know, get all dolled up, and they use the word dolled up, the phrase dolled up, for the show when you're doing it from home, and you don't when you're doing it in the studio. But I don't necessarily
do my hair and makeup when I come into the studio. The problem is Captain sweats a lot, likes to keep it at around 66, 67 degrees,
right.
So I can't wear a cute top like this
in
studio because it's freezing, so I have to wear a sweatshirt every day.
Yeah.
People always say that. They're like, why is Danielle wearing a sweatshirt? Take a little pride in your appearance, but it's freezing in there.
But yeah, you do keep it brick in there.
You're like positively glowing the last few days on the video stream.
That's thanks to lighting. Like,
is that
the
what
lighting
it is?
We have in the studio, besides the directional lights at us, it's like hospital lighting. We don't work in a TV studio. We work in a radio studio with cameras.
Right.
So it's the angles can be a little tough.
Yeah.
And the camera angle's closer at home than it is at the studio. Like,
right.
He's further away at the studio versus at home. It looks like it's closer.
Your lighting is not good, Wiggy.
Well, that's because I'm in the dark.
I know. That's what it looks like. You're being held to your will. Like, you need to blink three times to tell us if you're if you can't escape or whatever. But
what was better lighting code for on the old show? Was it more attractive girls or more nudity when it came to the Mantown calendar?
Boy,
do you remember?
I think it was more. It was code for more nudity, I think, was what.
Okay. I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
I feel like it might have been a way to be like, we need better chicks.
Yeah, it may have.
Subtly.
It may have been. All right. I don't even know. 774 texter says, can you guys talk about how Fourier threw Danielle under the bus yesterday?
What?
Uh-oh.
I will murder his ass.
Fourier is throwing major shade.
I know, he really is.
Oh, in the Belichick interview. He mentioned Danielle, yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, what did
we can
say?
Play, we can play that later.
Okay.
Okay. It's kind of a passing reference.
You want to play that during trending?
Sure.
Okay. All right. We'll do that during trending. Bill was a treat yesterday with those guys.
Yes, he was.
What a fabulous man.
It was so bad they asked 8 Cliff Kingsbury questions after it got awkward.
All right. Well, I don't know why you would
they
want
asked Cliff Kingsbury's favorite side dish at Thanksgiving.
I don't know why you would want to, but you can watch this program. You can stream it video-wise when you go to weei.com/watch or twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, and the dumbest of the day is coming up next.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Never thought that being locked out of my phone would be such a disaster, Danielle. I don't know how I can help you though. Did you get the screenshot of what it is?
Yes,
from
and
Curtis.
I need you to give Curtis a couple of pieces of info.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
the
that.
Next. Yeah, obviously.
Okay. See, the problem is that I don't have that email anymore that I used for my Apple ID. Is that going to be an issue?
You need your own personal CTO.
Well, I don't understand why they have to do the overnight update thing without expressly explaining to you what it is. Like, I mean,
see,
I
never had to input that after an update, so I feel like something went wonky with your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've never
like
done that before.
It seems like it did a full restore for
something,
whatever weird
something
reason.
Something went horribly wrong, and the robots have won.
I hope you were backed up.
This is the problem when it comes to relying on technology. And I honestly, I'm such a fool, like clearly having all of my passwords in the notes section of my phone is a horrible mistake because I can't even get the password because I can't get into my phone.
Now, here's the question that I have for you, and I'm guessing the answer is probably going to know based on how well I know you. But are you logged in to have all of your notes, contacts, et cetera, synced on your MacBook?
What is that?
Your laptop.
What are you talking about? No, the answer is no.
Next break, see Curtis.
No, he doesn't even know where the cloud is, Daniel. He's like, how do I get to iCloud again?
To our wonderful sales team, this is a great opportunity for a company that deals with technology to sponsor the show and get Greg figured out. We got Awaken 180 for Wiggy. We'll get, you know, Technology 180 for Greg.
Yeah, here's a
oldmantechproblems.com.
here's a 978 text that is correct. It says they can track you with the virus.
The virus.
Which Wiggy has, but he seems to be doing okay today. How many days in you got? When do you think you got it? You think you got it on Sunday, or do you think you got it on Saturday, or do you?
I would say between Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay. I took the negative and the positive.
Yeah, because I took my test on Tuesday. My what's a PCR, Danielle?
Yes, you had the PCR first.
So I took that on Tuesday. That came back negative. Yeah. So sometime between Tuesday and then when I took my test on Thursday, which came back positive. So sometime between then.
Well, and you still have, when it comes to symptoms, you still have the chills and the body aches, but
no more chills.
Headache?
But I always deal with headaches, though.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure about that.
His name is Curtis, and he's right there.
Those of us, this is a weird coincidence, but those of us who listen to you on the radio every day also deal with headaches.
Ah.
Think about it.
Pod kettle.
Well, some headaches are good, though, so I mean.
Which ones?
All right.
Snorgasm headache? I don't think so.
do we have time for Jamie from Charlestown? We don't because we got to get the dumbest of the day. Jamie, hang on. Steve, hang on. TJ from Portland, Maine, hang on. We'll get to everybody on Brady versus Belichick after Tom's abysmal performance last night coming up in just a little bit. But right now it's this.
It's time for
Rocky the Horror Picture Show.
The dumbest of the day.
I'm the best at what I do when I'm on my when I'm on my game.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Danielle, quick, speaking of dumb.
Yes.
I don't know the answer to this, but you do. A texter wants to know what iPhone I have. Is it still the 4 or is it
the 6?
It's a 6.
You still have the fingerprint thing, right?
Still have the finger.
You have the home button.
Fingering thing. Okay. All right. Curtis, what? We listened to everything that happened yesterday, and we determined that this was the dumbest of the day.
We go to the great state of Oregon, where the governor there, Kate Brown, is encouraging residents who see or hear of their neighbors having Thanksgiving gatherings over 10 people, they should all call the police.
The police?
Yay.
Oh. Call the police.
Non-emergency line or 911, do we know?
So you see somebody who has their relatives at their home on one of the greatest holidays in the history of America.
The greatest.
And you're supposed to call the cops? That's what she is saying?
That is what she's saying.
Snitch.
We can hear from her here.
This is no different than what happens if there's a party down the street and it's keeping everyone awake. What do neighbors do? They call law enforcement because it's too noisy. This is like that. It's like a noise ordinance.
No, it's nothing like that, man.
Not even a little bit.
It's nothing like that. It's people getting together with their beloved family members to give thanks. It's nothing like that.
And if you've seen photos or videos of Portland, Oregon, they should be focusing on the city being on fire before they worry about their neighbors having 11 people to eat turkey.
Yeah, they're still tripping out there in Portland. Just like I'm, man. Hey, call 911.
Yeah. No, I mean, Marty Walsh said a similar thing.
We don't want to do this, but as the holidays go on, people are going to call 911. Police are going to show up if they get called to a scene. And they're going to be notifying inspection service that are going to come out and be finding landlords and tenants. Quite honestly, if this gets to the point where we have to do that.
Are the cops going to actually be showing up here in Massachusetts or anywhere in New England at someone's excessive Thanksgiving celebration on Thursday?
There's one cop out there that's willing to do this, please text the show. Because everyone in law enforcement that I've talked to is, I don't really feel like busting up Thanksgiving dinners.
No, I mean, I know people are going to call.
Of course
The Corona bros are going to be driving around looking in your windows to see how many people you have. But I please tell me that there's not, I mean, if you're a law enforcement officer and you actually are going to enforce this, please tell me, because what are you going to do? Bust in and like drag everybody out by their pilgrim shoes? I mean,
by the buckles on their pilgrim shoes. Get it straight, bud.
And we just had a state trooper, 28-year-old guy who got shot the other day at a traffic stop. Can we have our state police just worrying about serious issues and our local police as well?
Seriously.
But isn't that a state where cocaine and shrooms and LSD are now legal?
Yes.
Okay.
You can steal your neighbor's car and not be punished.
You can actually do cocaine on Thanksgiving, but you can't have more than 6 people in your home eating turkey in the state of Oregon.
Don't call them on your neighbor for dealing coke. Call them on your neighbor for having Thanksgiving Day parties.
Right. Too much gravy.
It's unbelievable. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Is the poll up yet?
Yes, it is. Let's see here.
Our Twitter poll this morning is for those of you who will not be sharing turkey and stuffing and gravy with a bunch of relatives this year, what you will miss the least, right, Curtis?
Yeah, the options are political talk, awkward hugs, traveling long distance, or eating others' awful food.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's tough, the bland food.
Yeah, well, if you have to act like you like a side that your aunt brought or something like that. Mm-hmm. But the awkward hugs thing, that's a good one, Curtis.
Yeah, so early on, only about 150 votes in, political talk is number one, 37%. Traveling long distance, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward and eating others' awful food is 15% in fourth place.
Well, yeah, that's because everybody lost their sense of taste based on the COVID. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.